Good day, this is your friendly neighborhood pal CEC from Inspirato Projecto, which is what you're listening to right now, Inspirato Projecto Podcast. Last night's Yachtly Crew show at the Viper Room went very well, I must say. A lot of new faces there that I've never seen before. Lots of folks who brought other folks. There were about five different birthday parties going on. One of them, the woman was named Priya, and she brought about 25 people. Another gal, she had seen us five or six times, but this was the first time that she had actually talked to any of us after the show. She brought people, and they got the one of those booths right near the stage. Those booths are, I think, like something like $400 to rent it. And I think they get some kind of bottle service or something. I'm not sure. However, it was a blast. We had fun last night, as per usual. Today we have Stillwater, Spirits and Sounds, out in Dana Point. That's always a good time, too. Dana Point is always on point. It's a far drive out there. It's a far drive. Yet it's worth it. That's easy for me to say because I'm not driving that drive. I'm just a passenger. Or have been all the past times. The past year and a half or so we've played there. So maybe for a driver it's very, very taxing on your mind, on your well-being, with all the traffic and whatnot. So I don't know. However, as a passenger I can definitely say it's worth it to drive out there. We've gotten, I'd say at least five gigs from the Stillwater people. A couple of charities, a couple of weddings, birthday parties. Amazing. It's crazy because it's getting to the point where people are... My mission is to remember everybody that I meet. That would be the mission. So, yeah, that would be the greatest, to be able to remember all the folks that come out to the shows. I would like that. I would like that a lot. What I'm noticing is sometimes these folks, they'll, oh yeah, I've met you all these times. And I don't want to offend anyone when I don't remember them. Just as, you know, let's say I go to see Mickey Dolenz play. And he sees, you know, hundreds of thousands of people every year, every month, I'm sure, just by, you know, all the tours when he's touring. And like that would be, I would love to, next time I see him, I go, "Hey Mickey, I met you at that show and we talked about this." Like, wouldn't that be great? You think, like, you think when you meet these folks, that trigger word, that, you know, oh yeah, I met you at this, on this date, at this time, it was, you know, raining out, we were standing in a, under a, an awning, and we talked about this, this, and that. Remember that, Mickey? Remember that? That would be awesome to be able to, if you were to remember that. It'd be awesome if I were to remember that stuff. I've only been in this band, I've been in this band a year, probably I'd say a year and a half. And I've met more people than I imagined I would. You know, there are a lot more people who remember us than people I remember. That's something I think I need to investigate, is memory exercises. That would be ideal. Some sort of memory exercises. It's tricky, you know. Sometimes these people wear their sailor hats. Sometimes they're wearing their aviators. Sometimes they're not. So tonight's going to be a good show, and I can definitely say that I expect to see more people out there. I'm going to be holding the Rainbow Moonstone in my hand and concentrating on synchronicities, finding their way to me, which I believe will happen. I believe those will happen. Lots of them. It's always great when they peek their heads out. Okay, folks, I think that's all for now. I got Dr. Gonzo sitting here on my lap. Can you hear him purr? We're sitting here, we got the window open, beautiful day. I hope your days are beautiful and very inspired filled.
Hello, Inspirato Projector Radio. Thank you for your support and thank you for playing Man Behind the Machine. Over many episodes, I'm a big fan of Inspirato Projecto Radio. I like your experimental nature, the way you guys weave in and out of different soundscapes, field recordings and interviews, and music, new music. As the statement always said, if you don't support new music, you don't support music. Also, finding some relevance and nostalgia and sampling and different things that we do here at Man Behind a Machine. So we'll keep sending you guys some interesting sound collages from around the world, from our backyard, from different time periods, really pushing the bounds.
my brain, I realized that there are tons of different sites out there, free sites where you can put up your events. You make your event, and then it's up there up on a site. Eventbrite is one of them. I think there's one called EVVNT, I think. Event? I don't know. A few of them are out there. And so they can also serve the purpose of a press release, which, by the way, there are also lots of free press release sites out there as well. So I thought what would be fun is to make a list. I have a list somewhere of all the free press release sites. And, oh, and some of these press release sites, interestingly enough, if you are a member of other press release sites, you can actually import that information into other press release sites. It reminds me of kind of like when you hook together your Twitter account or Instagram or Facebook, whatever your social network of choice is, you link those together with, you know, this particular thing. Next thing you know, blam, it blasts it all out there. Now, this is the other thing. I'll get back to my original thing here about the utilizing the free event pages. However, this just blipped on the antenna. Sometimes, I'm sure you probably noticed this, sometimes on some of these websites, they'll say share. They'll be like this button on there that has a whole bunch of different buttons, a whole bunch of different social networking buttons, many of which are very familiar to you, like, let's say, Tumblr, Instagram, all the faves, possibly even WordPress. So you'll see those, and then a bunch of other buttons on there that maybe you have never seen before. At least I can only speak for me. I've seen a lot of these buttons on there before that I've never heard of. Certain social networks that, or even, you know, sharing sites, so to speak, that I've never seen before. So that is something that I am definitely going to explore and learn more about, because that is definitely something worth. Oh God, I got these spiders out here in the backyard, and I'm trying to just nicely pick them up and throw them over the ledge onto the trees. I don't want them up here. Oh shit, there's another one. Get him out of here. Get you out of here. Get out of here. Come on. I want to squish you. No! Shit. Oh, no. There we go. Oh, shit. Ah, the bastard. Okay, so we got three spiders out on this balcony. So, that's one of the things. I'm going to register Inspirato Projecto with those sites. Those sites that I've never heard of. So, in a sense, it's like the Wild West, as the old phrase goes. It's like the Wild West out there. So, if it's the Wild West, it's kind of a blank canvas. That means it's open for... It's like a cornfield just waiting to have crop circles carved into it. That's what it's like. That's what it feels like. Oh, also, I've been finding a lot of websites where you can add RSS feeds. So I've even more. And I noticed yesterday's podcast, it went up 200 views in one day. That's the most I've ever had. And that is climbing. It's crazy. It's so fun to know that there are other frequencies out there, other people vibrating at this kind of vibration that is, you know, interested in the absurd and the surreal, in manifesting reality, clairvoyance, all that really intriguing stuff. That That is so exciting to me. The curiosity of it all. This podcast is for the curious. Those who are curious about their dreams, curious about synchronicities, curious about their epiphanies, curious about human behavior, curious about how Mother Nature, how super nature interacts, collaborates, cooperates, reciprocates, precipitates, everything that's going on out there in the world, how it all works with each other. Man, down to those tiny little protons, photons, etc., etc., quarks, all those little giblets that are floating around and somehow cooperating together to make us, to make this possible. How crazy is that? Number one, it's insane to think that I am a mobile radio station. I can walk around, I'm a mobile radio station. Take me wherever, and my radio station will be there. I got it all right here. That explodes my brain. The fact that our voice can travel through any sort of, any way, device that other people can pick up on. So people invented... Isn't it interesting? So if someone invented a way to be able to pick up sounds at far distances, that's incredible. Now, when we break that down, and the idea that we're all a bunch of subatomic particles, all these little moving around, that's crazy for me to think that all of those things figured out, ultimately, those are the things that figured it out. Those are the things that got together, brainstormed, figured it out. Go, okay, this is how we're going to do it. This is how we're going to transfer information for other subatomics. Now, that's the interesting thing. If we are to believe in that play with the idea that, you know, there's the all that is, and it's all just, it's just what it is. Bashar once explained, he said, imagine that it's one particle. Infinity is one particle with the ability to be if infinitely anywhere all at once at any time, all time. So there you go. It's one particle. And so contained within that particle are all the microwaves, the radio waves, the ultraviolet rays, the waves and the rays that enable mind readers to, you know, telempathizers, those who can blip it. All of that stuff. The ways that elephants can speak with each other over large distances, the way that whales can communicate with each other over large distances, all of those possibilities, all of those, everything, all of that, all the music, all of it is all the patterns, all the textures, all the consistencies, all the liquidity. Oh, God, it's all there. And if we are all from that, I just love to believe in that idea that there's certainly the possibility that if I am from that, then I have the possibility, I have the ability to be able to communicate in those ways. So along comes someone who figures out, either accidentally or intentionally, just that idea of being able to figure out a way of moving sound, an invisible, so to speak, until you invent the tools to be able to measure the waveforms. Invisible, there it is, just invisible. It's like smell. Unless you're watching a Scooby-Doo episode, you're not going to see the cloud of smell, so to speak. That would be great. That's still something I'm waiting for, and it's out there. My future self is actually looking at that machine right now. If he's not involved with helping make it into existence. The idea of being able to... So you smell apple pie out there in the distance. You're like, oh, where's that apple pie coming from? Well, you don't really have to wonder anymore because now you can see maybe you put on glasses, something, where you can actually see what direction that scent is going in, where it's coming from. That's just intriguing. Would be an interesting way to help people. I'm just thinking about this, jamming on the what if here. It might be a good way to help people tune into those other senses that animals have. You know, getting used to, ooh, I smell it, you know, ooh, I see it. You know, could you train yourself to sort of see that without the instrument? Could I train myself to, I don't know, for instance, let's say I get a frozen burrito. Can I harness, I mean, I must have the microwaves within me. I must be able to go and shoot microwaves at it and heat it up. That's a funny thing, because we continually hear about the abilities that we didn't realize we had. I didn't realize I could do that. And the funny thing is, they had to at least give themselves the opportunity of testing, of experimenting. They had to at least give themselves that gift, that ability, that openness to just go, hey, I wonder what this does. I wonder what this does. If they didn't have that, I wonder what this does kind of sensibility, they would never have discovered that, huh? God, that stuff just intrigues me. As Ellen Watts says, if you get in an argument with someone, are they pulling it out of you? Are you pulling the argument out of them, or are they pushing it out of you? Who is doing it? Are you pulling the argument out of them, or are they pulling it out of you? Have they pushed you to argue, or have you pushed them to argue? Which one? Do colors exist because we have eyes? Or do our eyes exist because there are colors? Which then tells me, it's playing with this idea that the universe likes to be looked at. It likes to be recognized. It likes to be noticed. If we have that deeply in us, that desire to want to be heard, to be noticed, to be seen, to have a connection with someone or something else. This is why I think, you know, a lot of single folks, why maybe they have an animal in the house. Just that feedback, that, you know, that feedback. Cat or a dog, even if it's goldfish, just that feedback of like, hey, we recognize each other. We are of the universe. Here we go. Bam. So I think the universe likes it when it's noticed. I think it appreciates it. That's the way I play with that idea anyway. The idea that it really likes being seen. And, wow, interesting. Interesting. Just like how we have protests for certain groups that want to be recognized or to change definitions of things, or, you know, when you get a big enough consensus or sort of opinion or a vote, then people start perking their ears up, or, you know, whether it's something that came about naturally or if it was manufactured, so to speak. Whether it was a manufactured machine or a spontaneous organism, so to speak. Once that consensus, you know, then it's like, oh, we see you now. There's a lot of you. We see you now. We hear you now. That's why the media is so successful. There's so many different sources saying this same thing, driving this particular point home. This. So what if these particular things, microwaves, for instance, what if those subatomic particles were the ones, I mean, they are, actually, it's so funny I'm answering my question as I'm asking it. What if they were the ones who actually created the invention of the ability to see the microwaves. Like, the microwaves were like, you know what? I want to be seen. I want someone to be able to see me. So what can I do to inspire folks to want to invent this? Is there a consensus among those subatomic particles? They say, all right, everybody, bring them into a room. All right, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? Who wants to be seen next? Who wants to be heard next? I do. And it's a plant. I want to be heard. Next thing you know, you got MIDI Sprout. You got companies like MIDI Sprout then popping up, saying that they can now hear the sounds of plants singing, which I think is phenomenal. The fact that we can hear the plants singing, the plants can hear themselves, and then they learn from each other, and then we learn that there's consciousness there. Well, then now what? That starts making me think about, well, veganism, vegetarianism. I don't want to hurt animals. Why? They have consciousness. Okay. Did you know plants have consciousness? Yes. Are you not eating the thing because it has consciousness? Or because it's something that you can interact with and you can see its tears welling up? I've heard before that when you cut the grass, that smell that I always associated, oh, just fresh. I love that clean, fresh smell of the grass getting cut. Oh my God, I love it. Oh, so good. Well, that's actually the smell. That smell is, it's the smell of the grass crying. It's damaged. It's hurt. It's injured. How crazy is that? So, if you happen to be out in Dana Point tonight, Stillwater Spirits and Sounds, stop by. I think we're playing at 9:30. Between 9:30, 9:15, 9:30, I think, or 9. Okay, let's just be safe. 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, free show, Stillwater. It packs to capacity each time. There are always people out there having to wait to get in line. So I'd say get in there early. And if you wear a captain's hat, your aviators, all that will help. It'll help you appreciate the experience even that much more. There's more good stuff on the way. So ideally we'll get another podcast out of this up and at 'em, uploaded before tonight's show. Take care until the next thing that comes along.
Hey man, I couldn't help but notice your yacht shirt, so I want to give that to you. We're in a band called Yachtly Crew.
Oh, really? Cool.
So we're playing tonight over at Stillwater Spirits and Sounds.
Nice, nice.
Right down the street.
Nice club.
Start like 9 p.m. or so, but oh, it's always just great vibes in there and stuff. So
I
just had to give it to you, plant that seed in your...
You got the hats with the scrambled
eggs? Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah, we got the scrambled eggs. Oh, yeah. That's right. It's so funny. It's so funny. We've heard that term so many times. I never once heard that term until I think we were, we played at some, like, yacht charity kind of thing, and the guy's like, oh, you got the scrambled eggs. Oh, man, it was so great. Do you own a yacht? Do you have a yacht?
I do. Partners on a boat with a guy up in Marina Del Rey, but I also sail with a buddy from my church at he's a Dana Hills or a Dana Point Yacht Club member.
Oh, that's cool.
So we're all, you know, do sailors.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, we're out there doing a little racing today, and we're actually in between races, and some guy in a big powerboat came cruising by at, you know, 15 knots. And
oh, boy.
Saw him about a mile out, and I was like, oh, no, here comes Rodney.
So everyone kind of gets to know each other out there on the high seas?
Yeah. Yacht clubs are historically incestuous and stuff like that, So,
it's cool.
And it is the, you know, Hatfields and the McCoys when it comes to sailors and powerboats and stuff like that.
It's amazing.
It's classic. Yeah. What kind of music do you guys play?
Oh, like Steely Dan, Hall & Oates, Christopher Cross,
Steely Dan?
Billy Ocean, Steely Dan.
Did you see him?
Did
Dan
we see
playing.
Him?
Yeah.
Oh,
Steely
where?
Steely Dan played. Didn't they play recently at the Forum?
I think they did. You're right.
Oh,
they
my God.
At the Forum. Yeah, I didn't see it. I went to the... Joan Jett and who was she playing with? The headliner was Styx. Right here, right here. They played at the Five Points Amphitheater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, pretty
that's
good.
So crazy. I didn't know that Steely Dan was... That's got to be an interesting setup, especially now that...
Yeah.
I forgot his name right now. What's the name instead?
Was it Ian... I forget too.
Fagan?
Donald Fagan.
Fagan, that's right. Did you get your delicious elixir? All right.
Hey, have a good one. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, take care, man.
Yeah, have a great show.
Thanks.
He's like an artist.
Okay, please, yes.
It's funny how... I came into the conversation trying to tell you about our synchronicity with the 76 station in the corner after seconds after Paul had just finished telling you the story.
What? There are synchronicities happening in that very event.
Dude, oh yeah.
Synchronicities keep, it's the infinity.
It totally is the infinity.
And it's going
it
to
really
happen.
Is.
It's going to keep
it really
happening.
Is. Yeah. Oh, it
more,
does. Oh,
the
yeah.
more that this happens,
oh, God,
the synchronicities abound.
Oh, God, dude. There's just no escaping it. Yeah, the synchronicities, that's what's beautiful about them that I notice is that they happen sometimes within the moments that you're describing another one, and they will just stack up, and it turns into this, like, just astounding situation for all involved.
How life came to be is all a matter of things. Boom, 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 boom.
You know, it was all... Just learned that we'll be playing tonight's show with one of those drum cages, so to speak, one of those plastic drum cases. Apparently Stillwater has gotten lots of multiple complaints over noise issues, and you're not supposed to go over a certain amount of decibels, and we just learned that manager here said this is such a crazy thing. The license that they have, the liquor license they have, is equal, like, okay, their noise ordinance thing is basically equal to their beer license. So with the beer or liquor, you cannot go past a certain point. You know, in other words, you cannot go outside of the building with it. What these guys are trying to do is equate the beer license with the noise ordinance, which means if you're not allowed to bring that beer or that liquor out past a certain point, that means that the music, the sounds cannot go out past that certain point. There's no insulation in this place. there are houses out here. Like, they should be happy, basically, that they got free shows. You know, they got free concerts. So, that's the crazy thing. Unless we're a lounge band, and we play really quiet, there's no way that the sound is going to stay contained within that, just that tiny, contained within that arena, within those bounds. So, yeah, they're going to court about this thing, and now they got some kind of noise ordinance police, so to speak, watching them like the proverbial hawk, keeping their eyes on them, making sure that they follow the rules and the regs. Is that someone wearing a Yachtly Crew t-shirt? Oh my God. These people just pulled up and one of them has a Yachtly Crew t-shirt on. God, that's so crazy. I love that. I love seeing these people with the hats on, the t-shirts. Last night at Viper Room, it was just amazing. It was astounding. There were so many people with hats, so many people with t-shirts. A lot of people there for the first time. That's what I love too, is when people show up for the first time wearing the hats or the t-shirts. That's our first time. God. It's moving. It's grooving. It's grooving. We had about 5 birthday parties last night. It was amazing. Lots of celebration going on. Wow, man. So cool. So, yeah. If you can, make it out for the show. Poor Sailor Hawkins is going to be trapped inside of his drumming cage. Just getting all that sound just blasted right back at him. That's a tricky thing with those cage things, is that when you're the drummer, you're trapped inside with that sound. Usually the sound it projects out there into the audience. Well, if you got one of those cages, you're in it. You're in the vortex of sound. There's no escaping it. So, it's going to be different. Going to be different tonight. I know Rob likes to, Sailor Hawkins likes to play loud. So, we shall see how this evolves. All right, come on out. Enjoy the soft rock classics, 70s and 80s. Hall & Oates, Steely Dan, Christopher Cross, Michael McDonald. Oh, you're gonna love it. You're gonna love it.
Keep your kids at home. And then I have my own kids, and now when that happens, I'm like, oh, isn't that cute?
Oh, now when you see kids out there in the wild? Because you're coming from a different perspective now, right? Because now you
relate them to my kids.
You know what it's... Yeah.
Look at this guy. He doesn't need those crutches.
Holy... Boy, I was so impressed when you stood up on that... the bar.
Yeah, I only got on my...
And you...
Knees. I only got on my...
Oh, and then there was a part where you were laying on your back on the table, weren't you? Or what'd you do there?
I was dry humping Misty's airspace.
Nice. And then I met a girl named
Caitlin.
Who was there with her friends that were there from New Orleans. And they were enamored with the whole yacht rock and yacht vibe.
They were.
Yeah.
It was amazing to see the excitement. One of them, that might have been the one that you're talking about, Caitlin. Was she the one who came out? She's seen our shows on a few occasions?
No, never seen our show before. She came
because there was a girl who came out, she's like, oh, this is like the fifth time I've seen you guys, but it's only the first time I've ever actually met you guys. And
you see those ones over here, they saw us at the foundation.
Oh, wow.
Remember?
Oh, yeah, for the birthday, for tonight's birthday.
They got that big birthday. They're the biggest fans.
Boy, that's astounding.
That's astounding.
Just the fact that these people have their eyes on what we're doing and they keep it in their minds.
I put myself through the physical torture.
Yeah.
What my knees are going to suffer tonight.
Oh, geez. Yeah, dude. You know, when you got that kind of mission, when you got that kind of vibe in your brain, it makes it so much easier to do, well, let's say, seemingly impossible things. Like, you know, walking around with the cast on your foot. That thing is getting so much better. Each time I see you walking around with that thing, I'm like, holy cow, he's gonna be running around before we know it.
You're going to be jumping off the... bars.
Slid off. Not jumping. Never going to jump off the bar again.
I was watching you. Rarely I can see what's going on out there, but I saw you out there last night, and I saw how you just gingerly got yourself off there.
Yes, I was definitely, like, looking down, having flashbacks.
Plug, plug, Tim and Associates.
Really repairing the plumbing is Christian.
What?
Christian's a good plumber.
Yes.
Maybe it's from his days of being a snowmaker. Mm-hmm. That blows my mind. I never thought in my life I'd meet a snowmaker.
He has a what do you call it?
Snow machine?
Yeah, cleaner.